Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
The GWS Giants and Geelong, we've ticked over into before the bounce for the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. And for Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. We go inside the Cats camp and normally we'd have a boundary rider down standing beside you, Nida, but in these days of social isolation and 1.5 metres or 2 metres squared or 4 metres squared or whatever it is, we can't be down with you, but good to have you on the phone. Thanks for joining us. Can you just give us a sense of what the week's been like in this very crazy world?
Yeah, it's certainly been different. I mean, internally it's been sort of we've trained well, we've prepared well, but it's just a bit odd. You know, even around the club, it's been really quiet in regards to the amount of people around at the club. Standing at the ground here at the moment, our players are just doing their first initial warm-up, and you know, the people in the ground is pretty sparse and pretty scarce. So a little bit of music in the background, and it's been certainly a very odd week and quite eerie, and I'm not sure what to expect tonight when you know, from a player's perspective and also a coach's perspective, how different it's going to be. It's probably going to be significantly different.
Is there a bit of an upside that you're on the road, that you'd normally be, you're in an environment where it would be normally quiet in terms of reaction for whatever Geelong does well, that you won't have that, wouldn't normally have that, and you won't have it tonight? It would be just, it's not that too dissimilar feeling to being interstate?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think when you're playing interstate, you know, particularly at, you know, a lot of the grounds, there's such a strong vocal, you know, outcry for the home team. And I think tonight, obviously, it's obviously neutral, and you know, and I think even for the umpires, it's going to be very different. It's so neutral, they won't be hearing anything one way or the other. So yeah, I think we spoke about just being organised, communicating with each other very strongly out in the ground. I mean, I think in last night's game, you could hear a lot of the players communicating and directing, and that's going to be quite significant when you're just by yourself as a group. But even being on the road, it's been a good day. We've stayed together. We've been around the motel mainly, and a little bit of a walk here and there. But it's been a quite a positive day. And in the team meeting that we held back at the motel, I felt the players were switched on and you know, ready to play good football tonight.
Matty, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We had a debate before you came on, and Cat fans, when the team came out, they always raise their eyebrows every now and then at selection. And probably the one, can you talk us through, or the two selections, Darcy Ford over Reece Stanley, the reason for that, and then obviously the reason for maybe selecting somebody like a Zach Guthrie, who's a more a defensive player, over the offensive player in Brandon Parfitt?
Yeah, the first one, I think Reece and Fordy have really gone at it pre-season, and you know, over the course of the pre-season, we just felt that, you know, Fordy just edged him out in regards to, you know, form, and even a little bit of form through the Marsh series. So we just were comfortable as a match committee that, you know, Fordy deserved his position tonight. Reece has had a really good pre-season also, and, you know, both players are obviously going to be really important and play a lot of football for us this year, because we've only really got two ruckmen in our stocks. So yeah, it was a really tight decision, and you know, it's going to be exciting to see Fordy play tonight, a young player going up against Jacobs, who's a really experienced warrior and good at his craft. So we're going to find out a lot about Fordy tonight, but I'm so excited for him. He's thoroughly deserved this opportunity.
How did you rate
on the second one, the Zach Guthrie and Parfitt? We're just probably, Zach's going to probably play a little bit more. He's probably, his last two games, played wing role for us, which is something that, you know, him and Sammy Menegola have done quite well for us in the Marsh series. So we felt they were the just two wingers that we were going to go with tonight. And they'll obviously get assistance from the other mids, but Zach's done everything right in pre-season. He's probably didn't, as an individual player, he may have nearly done the most work. One of the players that's probably done the most workload through the pre-season, so he hasn't sort of virtually hasn't missed a training session. And, you know, it's just good to see another young player earn his spot and get a line-up in the Cats tonight.
Two other players too. Was it unanimous in terms of Joel Selwood and Mitch Duncan? Obviously both class players, and clearly in your best, you know, potentially five or six players. But to play them both off limited preparations, was there any debate around maybe holding one back, or were you happy just to throw both into the mix in the one game?
No, very comfortable to throw them both in the mix. That was very unanimous. And we were all very comfortable with that, because we'd all experienced the workload with them in the last month. And I guess personally, I've seen Mitch and Joel really close up firsthand with not only group training sessions, but individual stuff. And the way they've pushed the envelope, and the way they've, you know, how hard they worked on their fitness in the last month just going to be incredible. I mean, they're naturally really good athletes anyway, which helps. Both wonderful endurance athletes. So that certainly gives you, you know, a fine confidence going into tonight and many pre-seasons behind them. Both mature, are really mature in their thoughts as well. Like from a month out, they both said that, you know, if we're right to go, we're right to go. But if we're not going to be quite there, they were happy to speak to us about that. So we're all full of confidence that they're going to play great footy tonight.
For Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Knighter. All the best for this evening.
Yeah, thanks, Neildy.
Mate, just a couple from me. Look, replacing Tim Kelly, you're not going to be able to do it just with the one person. But so where I want to steer you is, okay, so we know that Tim's contribution to contested footy in the ground balls, loose ball gets and clearances was probably on top of every other midfielder in the AFL. Besides Paddy Dangerfield and Joel Selwood, which players do you think or you hoping that are going to fill the void in that type of role this season?
You just reminded me of how good he was, Neildy.
Sorry, mate.
TK was a pleasure to coach and what a brilliant player. But we have to do it as a collective. I mean, one of the reasons we recruited Jack Stephen, and then obviously the trying to elevate, you know, Narkle, Parfitt, younger mids like that, Zach Guthrie. So we have to do it as a collective because TK is just one of those unique players that, as you said, Neildy, he hit the scoreboard. He was great at clearances. He's great at loose ball gets. So he's very few that virtually covered nearly every base with his game. And he was also a very, very diligent tackler. Like, very rarely when he laid his gloves on someone did they get away. So, yeah, we're going to have to get that one done as a collective. And, Narkle showed some really good signs in the pre-season so far. So there's a lot of responsibility that'll fall with him tonight, being a young player. And then, obviously, the two guys we spoke about with Joel and Mitch coming back into the lineup tonight, they'll certainly help that. Bit of a down. Jack Stephen was pretty close, but played quite well for us in Colac. We're really quite bubbly about that. But, you know, just had a little interruption, but he's not going to be far away.
Okay, good. Well, mate, we'll sit back and we'll watch and we'll hope those players that you mentioned do fill the void that was left by Tim. Now, one other one from me. You are coming up against a side that did make it to the grand final and they can seriously play, and everyone knows, or at least we think we know, that they bat deep from an offensive point of view through the midfield. Like their numbers in the Marsh series, you know, they lead the competition in touching the footy and disposal efficiency and all that type of offensive part of the game. Have you spoken about that and how are you going to combat that one?
Yeah, it's a great point. Their numbers from stoppages were by far and away better than any team in the Marsh series. I mean, there was obviously the massive win against the Swans. So I think their scores from stoppages were probably 6 or 8 goals clearer than anyone else, which is quite significant. Also, the way their mids move into space in general, you know, controlled or slow play attack, they sort of find marks and they get forward on you. And, you know, even watching the game, you know, Canelio, Whitfield, those type of guys, you know, Toby Green's come up and started to do a fair bit of it as well. So, yeah, I mean, they're littered with, you know, stars through the midfield. So I guess what we're going to have to make sure, Neildy, and I think Collingwood were really good at this last night, is their defence in that live play situation was both aggressive but done with good method. You know, there wasn't three tacklers to the ball carrier. There wasn't, you know, they did it with good method, and we're going to have to do it well against this team tonight, our defence, because they move the ball with handball well and they're so good at breaking lines.
Knighty, you used the word interruption, to describe Jack Stephen. What is that slight interruption?
Oh, no, he just pulled up with more soreness than anything out of the Colac game and probably wasn't being able to do the amount of training we would have liked in the lead-up to this game. So we've come so far with Jack, and it was just sort of generally sore everywhere and missed a bit of training. So we just felt it was right to get him right, endeavour to get him right for round two against the Gold Coast.
So no issues with that calf again. One media outlet was reporting that last night.
No, definitely not. No.
Not with Gary Ablett. You know, he's been an absolute star. He's two pre-season games. He's probably just steeling himself for round one. But, you know, has he had a good pre-season? He seemed to be getting a little frustrated, particularly down there in Colac. And where's he at in what potentially could be his final season of footy?
Yeah, no, his role will be very similar to last year, guys. Like, we're expecting him to just sort of kick goals, set up goals, and obviously that forward line pressure. Particularly against a team like the Giants, you know, you want to be able to sort of stop the ball at the source as much as possible. So I think Gary, as well as Tom Atkins and Grime Myers and Dell play a pretty critical role tonight in, you know, trying to limit that supply coming out of the opposition sort of back half. So, yeah, but, I mean, all in all, he's had a good pre-season. He's still really bubbly about playing the game of footy and competing, and he's a competitor at heart, irrelevant of age. Age is just a number. He's just got to come out and compete. And we know when he gets the ball in his hands, we're going to keep it or he's going to do something really special. So that's what, as a coach, I'm hoping for tonight, that he gets sort of around that 20 touches and really hurts the opposition. And if he can lay three or four tackles as a part of that, that'd be a huge bonus.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him do the business tonight. What did you get up to in the off season, Nida? Did you, before we were obviously all in lockdown, but what did you jet off somewhere, a bit of skiing in the slopes over there in Denver, or how, what'd you do?
No, I didn't do any skiing on the slopes. So saw a bit of river and a bit of country, and but mainly in Australia. And there might be some, hopefully some US stuff to come in the future, but we'll see how that goes.
Oh, it's pretty frightening at the moment, though, isn't it, with what's happening around the world?
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around everything that's going on in different parts of the world, and you know that's difficult to explain. More things become apparent every day, both globally and in Australia, and it's you know, obviously you read things and you know read what's going on in the world, and you just know, for society, hope that people stay as healthy as possible. That's all I can hope for.
Nida, you know I'm going to leave the most important question to last. Of course, there was an article in the Addy today about it. Has Cole Hutchinson been able to continue the streak dating back to July 20, 1963?
Sorry, mate.
Has Cole Hutchinson been able to get into the ground?
Sorry, mate. I didn't sort of come across that today. So
okay. Poor Cole. I think Cole hasn't missed a game since 1963. Of course, Geelong's beloved statsman. Of course, now with the AFL, and he hasn't missed a game in 57 years. And I'm not sure whether he's been able to get in or not. So hopefully, he's been able to. The AFL's been able to make some allowance for him. So that would be nice.
Mate, let's hope so, because that'd be fantastic if that could have happened.
Right, Nida, good to talk, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season, however long it lasts.
Yeah, thanks, King.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.